the obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Father Paul Seil, Buffalo Fire Chaplain, is joining us on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line this morning. Father Paul, always great to hear from you. The IRS this week said churches can now endorse political candidates and not lose their tax-exempt status. What was your first reaction when you heard this?
Well, my first reaction was, somebody said, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's and unto God the things that are God. That was Jesus said that with regard to government and to politics and to church and institutional churches and that. So, you know, there's got to be, in one sense, that separation. And yet we also have to preach the gospel values in Christian churches. So, and of course, this refers not just to Christian churches, but to every denomination, every matter of faith. So my first reaction was, gee, this is going to be getting it muddy the waters and get more complicated. I also was thinking about the fact that, you know, individual churches, there are some that act independently of the whole body, where in other mainstream Christian churches, like the Catholic Church, we're not just independent churches. We have a consistent kind of message that we're trying to get out. So it'll be interesting to see what happens, with this. If people start endorsing political candidates, it kind of really muddies the water, and I think is opening the door to a lot more discussion about it.
Do you think that, and this, you know, by the way, spans denominations, I mean, it spans religions, it could be kind of anybody that we're talking about. Do you think that churches would go to that length? It's one thing to promote an idea or to, kind of endorse even a policy or something like that. But when you endorse a candidate specifically, you kind of open up the door to, you want to be welcoming to everybody. You want to, cast a wide net, right? But now all of a sudden you might be limiting and people start to look at your sermons differently. It opens up a whole can of worms.
Well, that's very interesting, Brian, because I think when we preach, as someone who preaches regularly, we're in the position where we see that people are already thinking, is he a Democrat? Is he a Republican? Is he liberal? Is he conservative? So one of the things I've been talking about with some of my brother priests has been, to try to get a message across about justice issues, which are in the forefront of a lot of things today, the whole things about politics and migration and, poverty and all of these issues that we Christians consider and many other faiths consider important issues. And for Christians, they're gospel issues. But then, when I was a kid growing up in South Buffalo in the 60s and 70s, even though it was really a strong community politically, Democrats mostly, but nobody put up businesses, barbershops, bars. In those days, they didn't put up political signs because they didn't want to turn anybody off. You might be turning away, quote unquote, customers. Now, in the church, they're not customers or an audience. They're a congregation and hopefully a family of faith, and so hopefully we're moving all in one direction together as far as what we believe. But when you start saying, well, I endorse this candidate or that candidate, that becomes more, like you said, it can be an excluding issue, an issue where people feel like, well, this isn't the church for me. And when we base that, if that comes about where people are basing their, allegiance or their, their practice of religion to a certain church because the preacher or the priest, minister, whoever is endorsing a political candidate, that's going to get really different. Because I think as a church, at least for Catholics, we can certainly justify preaching issues that touch on politics, which are social justice or issues of life and death and poverty and wealth and all of that stuff. But when we start getting, say, oh, I'm going to endorse Jane Doe or this woman or this man, then you're just automatically starting to exclude some people.
We're living in such a political world right now. And the first thing I thought was, separation of church and state. The church, for the most part, has been somewhat of a safe zone, hasn't it?
Well, culture, culturally, there have been some communities and different churches over the years that have been very politically active. And even we've seen a lot of times where in some faith communities, politicians are invited during a Sunday service to address congregations, which is like a tacit endorsement. But you're right about we don't need anything else that's going to divide us. Because division is so strong in our country right now. And because the division between, I'm going to say, liberals and conservatives or Democrats and Republicans, votes and everything, even in the Congress, the Senate, we've seen lately some of the votes, one of the big votes came down to 50-50 with a tiebreaker by the vice president. So when you got those situations, it's not easy. You're going to offend some people. Now, it's not wrong to offend some people, really, from my perspective and the church's perspective. I think that we could say Jesus, really offended some people institutionally and in the community. But we don't do it I think when we say we've got the answers to every political situation and we can endorse a candidate, when you try to put God into politics, it rarely works and hardly ever at all. When I became a priest in 1989, one of the first things I did was I reaffiliated rather than a partisan member of a party. I registered as an independent, which was against a lot of the things my father's generation would have said, oh my gosh, you got to be something. But I just felt that there were so many things politically in both parties that I could agree with and not agree with. And so for me, I try to maintain that independence. But basically, people can see where you're coming from by the way you preach or by the way you hopefully live your life.
Yeah, interesting there. Father Paul, thanks so much for joining us once again.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks, Susan.
Father Paul Seil is with us, Buffalo Fire chaplain, joining us live, talking about this new policy from the IRS.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.